859-9231. You can take control of the show and bring up anything, whether it be a political issue or something of a personal nature. Anything goes. 800-259-9231. And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where you'll find the archives. We've got the last 6 days of the show fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee. You just go to freetalklive.com and grab them up. It's that simple. Again, grab up the archives at freetalklive.com. In fact, you can go even farther back from our friends over at downloadradio.org that are hosting the archives back for a few months extra on the house. Manwich?
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org.
Now, this is the show about your calls and anything goes. Johnson joining us as normal, as is for the Monday night show.
Hey, hey.
We're going to get started here because your calls are already on the line, which means we go to them. So let's start things out with Jamie in Texas. Jamie, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello.
This is Jamie in Kentucky.
Well, hello, Jamie in Kentucky. You're,
hey.
You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I got some bad news and some good news.
Do you?
Bad news is about today in Kentucky. They think it's against the church and state to have the Ten Commandments put up in the courthouse.
Uh-huh.
Sounds like good news to me.
No, this is a good news. I just saved $300 on through Geico.
Sweet! Congratulations, Jamie.
There's one more thing.
Uh-huh.
What I've been talking about y'all about this New World Order.
Yes.
It's going to happen.
Well, so you keep telling us, Jamie.
It's really going to happen, and America's just going down day by day, and our freedoms are going to be taken away when this Patriot Act 2 is signed.
Well, the freedoms are being taken away on a day-by-day basis.
What can we do about it?
Well, you can stand up and...
I don't know. That's why I asked you.
Move to the Free State Project. Best solution I've heard of so far.
What do they do?
They... Their goal is to get 20,000 people to move to New Hampshire. They're all liberty lovers. They're activists. And they're currently up there. Right now, they're doing protests as far as tax reform protests,
mm-hmm.
Local licensing
and
protests.
Actually, those are the people that have just moved in advance. The point
right.
of the Free State
There's only 100 of them there now.
Yeah, the point of the Free State Project is to recruit 20,000 people that love liberty, that want to be free.
To set the example in one state. To show the rest of this country that freedom works and that we need to set the example and we need to return the entire country to freedom one state at a time.
How do you feel about that, Jamie?
I feel good with it, but we can't stop this New World Order is going to happen because...
Well, then why don't you just kill yourself?
Oh, don't say that.
Well, why don't you?
No,
we either fight or we don't.
Because it ain't right.
Well, if you can't stop it, then why don't you just give in and kill yourself? Then you'll go to heaven, right? Because that's what you want.
No, if you kill yourself, you'll go to hell.
Really?
Well, then get a friend.
Does it say that in the Bible? Man,
well, that's why I call you off.
Are you asking us? Are you asking us to kill you? Because we're not going to do that.
No,
we're
going
to tell you to stand up.
I'm asking y'all for should I do?
The best thing that we can do, I believe, is to join the Free State Project, and we all have.
And listen to what's going on and stand up for your rights.
Yeah, and tell your friends.
And tell other people to stand up for their rights and gather people together and be ready to stand up because it's going to happen. We need to we need to gather together and we need to start turning the tides. And unfortunately, there aren't enough educated people in this country to do it, as we're all spread out. So we've got to move together and get all the people who understand what's going on together and really turn the tides in one place.
And
hello?
I was just going to say, Jamie, even though that we don't agree necessarily on everything, like I don't necessarily agree with you that there's this so-called New World Order, and I don't necessarily agree that the Ten Commandments should be in the courtroom, I think we all do agree, at least you and I, Jamie, that less government is better. Would you agree with me there?
Less government. Yeah, I agree with you there.
Less government is better. So if you want to spread the message that less government is better, then there are a couple other few simple things that you can do. You can call your local talk radio stations and tell them you want to hear Free Talk Live on their stations. And secondly, you can join our amplifier program at amp.freetalklive.com.
Before I go, can I say one more thing?
Sure.
Okay, I got freedom of speech, right?
I don't know. What do you mean?
I got freedom of speech on here?
On this show?
Yeah.
You can't say any cuss words.
You can't say
no,
words.
No, I ain't going to say cuss words.
Right.
The answer is no. What you want to say?
I wanted to say hello to Alex Jones.
No shout-outs. See you later, Jamie. We don't do shout-outs. That's like a 13-year-old thing.
He had a pretty damn funny call.
Yeah, that was a good call, Jamie. We do appreciate it.
The good news is I saved $300 on Geico.
Thanks for it, Jamie. We appreciate it, man. 800-259-9231. I got to say, I didn't expect that to come out of him. So. It was unexpected, and that made it even more so funny. So Jamie did bring up something pretty important today, and that was the Supreme Court. They apparently had their last day in session, and they were expected to rule on a variety of different issues, and they did. And a number of them are, well, very, very poor rulings, just like we had last week with the New London, Connecticut decision.
Yeah, I've never been so flabbergasted.
Well, he was also saying it was a bad thing that they decided to make it so that local courts had to be free from a religious message, which... I support freedom from religion, and if I want to be in a place where I'm going to be forced to be, and my tax dollars are paying for, I'm not paying Christians to put up their monuments.
Well,
it
was a very strange ruling. According to ABC News, a sharply divided Supreme Court upheld the constitutionality of displaying the Ten Commandments on government land, but then drew the line on displays inside courthouses. So. What they actually said, Johnson, was, okay, you can put those anywhere but inside courthouses. So on any other piece of government property, it's okay by us, but in courthouses, it can't be there. Is
that's
that
not what I heard. I heard it was only, not any other piece of government property, but, for example, schools, but only on national landmarks.
Sending dual signals in closely watched cases, the High Court said displays of the Ten Commandments, like their own courtroom frieze, are not inherently unconstitutional, but each exhibit demands scrutiny to determine whether it goes too far in amounting to a governmental promotion of religion, the court said in a case involving Kentucky courthouse exhibits. In that 5-4 ruling and another ruling involving the positioning of a 6-foot granite monument of the Ten Commandments in the grounds of the Texas Capitol, which was also 5-4, in a stinging dissent to the ruling involving Kentucky's courthouse exhibits, Antonin Scalia declared, "What distinguishes the rule of law from the dictatorship of a shifting Supreme Court majority is the absolutely indispensable requirement that judicial opinions be grounded in consistently applied principle." And then they went ahead and said, "Okay, you can put it everywhere else but here."
Bizarre.
Well, part of it... What I've heard, okay, is that part of this is, for example, the Supreme Court display actually displays it does have the Ten Commandments in that frieze, but mm-hmm. in that frieze also is the Islamic law and Jewish law and, all these other things are also in the very same display as, mm-hmm. Moses handing down the Ten Commandments is also, whatever the other religions are. I don't even know them. If you want to call and let us know, sure.
What are you talking
but
about?
In the display that's in the Supreme Court, in the frieze that has the Ten Commandments in the Supreme Court, there is also the same act of that, the leader handing down the religious laws or whatever.
He's saying there are multiple religions being represented.
There are multiple religious lawgivers represented there. Not just Christians, but Muslims, Jews, whoever else.
It's still a very bizarre ruling, and I think it's probably, since it's sort of contradicting itself in that they're letting some government agencies have the Ten Commandments and some other ones not, we're going to focus more on some of their other decisions today, which were just absolutely insane. Coming back with that, this is your show, Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at HeartAndBodyExtract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or freestateproject.org.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. The Supreme Court is completely out of its mind. We'll come back with more of that coming up on the way at some point before 10 o'clock tonight, because we're here Monday through Saturday from 8 until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. So join us for every single moment of the show. And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where you'll find that we've got the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have taken the time to send us their photograph, and we, therefore, put them on our website because we're proud of our female listeners here on Free Talk Live. We want to show you off, and it's not a beauty contest, girls. So be sure you go to freetalklive.com and check it out. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Let's talk to Paul in Calgary. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
What's happening, Paul?
Not much. I just want to say, first off, that guitar ballad you guys got there?
Yeah.
Doesn't really fit.
No, you know it doesn't, but I do like it.
All right, well...
Can't make everybody happy with the music beds, Paul.
Yeah, I'm guy off the BBS, and I wanted to reply to what Jamie said earlier.
Yeah.
I tend to agree with some of what he's saying. I mean, I think the New World Order is real, but I think you need to be careful not to get sucked into the whole idea that it's happening and there's nothing you can do to stop it, because that's extremely disempowering.
Yeah, no doubt about it. That's why I said, why don't you just kill yourself?
Well, exactly. And it stops you from doing what you can to make the situation better. I mean, I believe it's happening, but I believe it can be stopped. We just need to wait.
That's the single biggest that's the single biggest complaint that I have about the whole conspiracy theory thing. I mean, it's clear that there is a new world order, in that the order of the world is different than it was, say, yesterday or the day before that.
Yeah.
Now, as to what that new world order is and what some people, you know, I mean, people are going to agree and disagree as to what it is. I don't personally think that the Templar Knights are out to, you know, take over the world.
The Masons
banks.
Are poisoning the water.
Or any of that stuff, you know? I mean, personally, I don't believe that. But some people may.
I'm not into the whole occult aspect, but I do tend to believe that a lot of the people high up in government are involved in much more than most people will be aware of.
I think that's true.
They're involved in a lot that you don't see on the news, but I think people are sucked into this idea of believing that just because it's happening, there's nothing that we can do to stop it. And you know,
there's obviously nothing that the so-called New World Order is doing to stop the opposition. I mean, you've had radio shows that have been on the air for over a decade that have been so-called revealing the New World Order, and they've not been touched with a 10-foot pole. You know, you'd think if they really were in existence and they really were as evil as people claim that they are, that they'd put a stop to all this bad talk about their behavior.
Certain radio talk show hosts' morning breakfast would be rat poison instead of Wheaties, you know, one day, bam, dead.
Well, I mean, whether or not it's part of a new world order, I mean, it's very clear, especially over these last couple of years, that we're moving closer and closer, especially in the Western world, towards a really controlled fascist state.
Oh, there's no doubt. There's no doubt about that governments move towards more power and more control over their citizens.
It's their nature.
I don't think it's a conspiracy. Yeah, like Manwich said, it's their nature. You put somebody in power and they go crazy.
Well, and I think, too, people need to realize sometimes when you're looking up through all the different layers and levels of stupidity and incompetence, it's really difficult. Not to see a conspiracy.
See, my real problem with the New World Order, the whole New World Order theory, is that the New World Order theory suggests that there is an intelligent group of people, super intelligent, in fact, that are driving everything, and that they're, like, moving around people like pawns in a big game. No. No, no.
What's really going
on is a system of idiots in power.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think it's a bit of both, quite frankly. But the fact is that the solution to both of those problems is the same thing.
It is. That much is true. And we agree there. It's just I find it difficult to speak to somebody about a situation like the New World Order thing where I don't agree that it exists, and then they go into the religious aspect of it. I'm stuck. You know, I mean, how can I tell that person, like, how can I break them out of that, you know, what...
You can't.
The spiral of disempowerment.
Well, it's difficult because, you know, with religion and with the way schools are operating now, from the time a child turns 5 and goes to a public school, they're constantly indoctrinated with
these
beliefs. And they're taught, you know, that they're completely powerless to change anything.
And they're taught that the government knows all and is so wonderful.
Right. And if you become the status quo... You'll lead a much more happier, productive life.
Exactly. Don't question authority. That's what they teach. Don't question these things. And in fact, when you question authority is when you begin to realize that the authority, who do they think they are anyway? I mean, let's go all the way back, and I've been looking at this very interesting book we're going to have the author on soon, Mark Stevens, Adventures in Legal Land. And he makes this point that, well, this government at least here in America and probably in Canada as well, was created by a bunch of men and women. Who wrote down, you know, in our case, a bunch of men, that wrote down some words on a piece of paper. How is it that that makes anything binding on me?
Oh, precisely. And I agree. I think the difference between up here and down there is that up here, you know, people don't think about that because they always point south of the border and say, you know, hey, we're not as bad as these guys, so we're okay.
And that's what Americans do. Hey, look, we've got the best system in the world. Why are you complaining?
Yeah, exactly.
It's utter insanity. I'm complaining because I want to be a free man. I want to be a free person.
Once a person wakes up, they realize that they're not free and they need to be free.
Right.
But I guess just the point I wanted to get across is that the whole New World Order belief tends to be very disempowering. And
thank
it
you.
Can be very dangerous for people to fall into that trap.
I agree with you. And whether or not you believe it, I think we all agree that the right thing to do is stand up
yep.
for our beliefs, and that is standing up for freedom.
And educate.
No doubt about it.
I believe we do. We are powerful. I think we still have at least a vestige of a Second Amendment. And, that Second Amendment gives us power. And I think that it's just, I just think it's very dangerous to say, New World, the Bilderbergers are taking over. I don't know. They're having Bilderbergers everywhere. It's a Bilderbergers springing up on every corner. I don't know exactly what, all that is, but I just think that it takes away people's ability to defend themselves.
Is that like a self-serve hamburger, Julie?
Yes, it's exactly what it is.
Bilderberger.
Yes, right.
Anyway, that's all I have to say.
All right, Paul, good call, man. Thank you for it.
Yeah, you guys have a good evening.
We appreciate it. 800-259-9231, toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. So,
with every Bilderberger, you get a Rockefeller.
Can I have pickles on that?
Yeah, that's right.
That's what I want to know. All right, 800-259-9231, toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. So, the Supreme Court today, utterly insane decisions. We are going to touch on a couple of them here. We'll get into depth in moments. They did talk about file sharing. We've got a number of emails on that, so I'm going to hold that, I think, probably till hour two of the show, because that's a fairly large topic. Reporters privileged to refuse to identify confidential sources. The Supreme Court rejected appeals from two journalists who've refused to testify before a grand jury about the leak of an undercover CIA officer's identity. The cases asked the court to revisit an issue that it dealt with more than 30 years ago, whether reporters can be jailed or fined for refusing to identify their sources. Time Magazine's Matthew Cooper and the New York Times' Judith Miller, who filed the appeals, face up to 18 months in jail for refusing to reveal sources as part of an investigation into who divulged the name of CIA officer Valerie Plame. Plame's name was first made public in 2003 by columnist Robert Novak, who cited unidentified senior Bush administration officials for the information. The column appeared after Plame's husband, former ambassador so-and-so, wrote a newspaper opinion piece criticizing the Bush administration claim that Iraq sought uranium in Niger. Disclosure of an undercover intelligence officer's identity can be a federal crime, and a government investigation is in its second year. No charges have yet been brought. U.S. Attorney Patrick Fitzgerald of Chicago, the special counsel handling the probe, told justices the only unfinished business is testimony from Cooper and Miller. And now they have a Supreme Court decision.
Congress shall establish no law respecting freedom of the press, is it?
We're going to come back with more. Now the Supreme Court has decided that you do not have the freedom to not speak. This is Free Talk Live. Take control.
Hi, I'm Tom Valentine, and I want to tell you about the Sacro Wedgie. I don't endorse many products, but I'm endorsing this one. If you've got back pain, sciatica, hip pain, leg pain, knee pain, then you need to listen very closely to this message. For more than 10 years now, the Sacro Wedgie has helped thousands find relief from the symptoms and pain of back problems. Now, all you have to do is go to their website. You can read the testimonials and read all about it. On the internet, it is sacrowedgie.com. 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 Or you can use the toll-free number, 1-800-737-9295. That's 737-9295. Call them. It's only $29.95, and it really works.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free, 800-259-9231. You take control of the show and bring up anything. Join us online, freetalklive.com. Sign up for the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to let you know about the show, we'll clue you in. You just sign up. Takes you maybe a minute or two, and from that point on, you'll get emails whenever there's some exciting news from Free Talk Live.
Oh, boy.
It's all there for you. FreeTalkLive.com. We're talking about the Supreme Court. Today was their last day in session, I guess, for this particular session, and they had to come down with a bunch of rulings, and they did, and they were almost all bad.
Well, it's interesting, because the Democrats and the Republicans on talk radio today have been fighting tooth and nail on who's responsible for this bad ruling or that bad ruling, and, you know, everybody's got a problem with whatever, or they're not mentioning it at all, in which case they don't have a problem with it. But both of them are getting blamed, because basically the court was stocked by, quote-unquote, the previous Democratic administration, or the Bush administration is responsible for the ruling that was made during his tenure, as far as the Democrats
are
concerned.
They're always trying to point fingers at some political party.
Back and forth, but this is neither one. Neither one of these, none of these rulings are really neither Democratic nor Republican. They're just statist. They're just growing
the size of the government. Yeah.
The power of the government.
Yeah.
Not a single one of them has, I mean, if you hear all of them and you listen from the point of view that the Supreme Court wants to grow the size of the government, not shrink the size of the government,
of course,
you can hear it.
And in this particular case, they have rejected appeals from two journalists who were attempting to, basically, they are trying to withhold information from the government. The government wants to know who their confidential sources are. And they're saying, no, their argument, it totally seems sound to me. If we have the freedom to speak in this country, don't we also therefore have the freedom to not speak?
I'd say they do.
It's isn't that the Fifth Amendment?
You would, yeah, I mean,
I think that's called pleading the Fifth.
I would think so.
You have
so.
The right to keep your mouth shut.
Well, the Fifth Amendment is about self-incrimination.
Right.
I think that a good portion of it got kicked in the teeth earlier this week. You can pretty much bet that they wouldn't find that you could not incriminate yourself either.
So now apparently if you are a deaf mute and you've never learned how to, express yourself via writing and you spot, you know, you watch a murder happen, you can be forced to give up the information that you have. Well, what if you can't? What if you physically can't?
Well, I don't think that's a good example.
I understand. But what if you can't? I mean, they're trying to force people to speak now.
I don't know if it's a can or can't issue. It's really want or not want to.
I agree with you. I'm just pointing out that they're forcing people to reveal information. They're forcing
but there's not
people
really
to speak.
Ever going to be a case where someone can't. I mean,
they can
what, Terry Schiavo? Yeah. I mean, come on.
Right.
That could be, I can't give up the information.
Right.
Sorry.
So that's a miserable decision in the Supreme Court's case. And that was, I'm not sure what the actual division there was. It might have been unanimous. I'm not positive there. But there's more, and we're going to get to them, but your calls are first, so we go to them. And again, 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Justin in Missouri. Justin, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello.
How's it going, guys? First time caller. I've been listening for 6 months now, at least.
Excellent. Wow. We're glad you're out there, Justin. What's on your mind, sir?
I love you guys, the whole idea with the Free State Project. You're actually doing something. You always get these callers that are calling in. New World Order, I don't know what to do. I'm just going to do nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
We can't win.
The New World Order does exist. Either way you look at it, it's without a doubt.
I mean, there are definitely people in power who want to control others. Whether or not they're all able to agree with one another on how to control others, I don't know about
power,
that.
There's people in power, and they operate through secret societies that are globally. You know, the Masons run this country. They have their symbol on our money.
I'm not quite ready to go that far.
You're going to deny that?
I'm not going to deny that there is an Illuminati on the dollar bill. I think
it
would be nuts.
Okay, and what do you think? I mean, they really do worship Satan. I mean, this sounds crazy.
Which just shows if they really do worship Satan.
Who cares?
Satan, it just shows how nutty and stupid they are.
Who cares if they worship Satan or if they worship Jesus Christ? Guess what? I'm scared of them both. Because you know what? If you're out there, if you're out there worshiping something, then you're not believing
it. To manipulate people. Christianity's been a tool for manipulation for 2,000 years.
Absolutely.
Well, it's very disempowering in the sense that you're expecting the Bilderbergers to take over, and then, then the end of time comes, and Jesus comes back, and we all get to live in heaven, la, 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 la.
You know what?
Let's try it, then.
You know what doesn't scare me? People who believe in freedom. That's what doesn't scare me. You know, it scares me when people believe in anything but that.
And, I mean, they know they're done. That's why they're pushing for this global government, is because there's so many people like us now that are standing up and that are waking up that they're starting to lose all their power and they're shining lights on the cockroaches.
I disagree with you.
I don't think they are either. I think the biggest thing that people need to do is stop voting Republican and Democrat. Stop it.
Yep.
I think he is right that there's a groundswell of concern for liberty.
There is. Very small.
But it started.
No, it's Free Talk Live, Penn and Teller, and John Stossel.
I don't talk to anybody anymore. It's changing real fast now. I can just talk to anybody, just random people. And, the government's completely corrupt. They're run by Satan worshippers. We need to do something. Everyone's just sitting around doing nothing.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it's just because you've woken up recently that you're hearing that, because I've been hearing it for a long time now, and I was hearing it before this past election, and then when election time rolls around, suddenly it disappears!
Well, yeah.
But why aren't you voting for a third party? Well, the lesser evil and the other person.
Yep.
You can't win, and the other person might get in, and I'm an idiot!
I agree.
And then you want to talk about third parties, then go to your local Libertarian Party meeting and watch them all sit around and debate for an hour and a half and do nothing. I mean, I love them to death. I really do. I was instrumental in creating the Libertarian Party here in the Suncoast area of Florida. But, man, I had to bail out on them because there's just nothing going on. I mean, they're doing better than they have in the past. They're getting more done than they have in the past.
Well, not to mention we do the show. They're meeting right now. We're doing a show.
Yeah, but I've been there, trust me, enough times to know that not much gets done.
I mean, not much gets done, but the people that make up those organizations, they care and they want to support.
Well, there's a difference between caring and wanting to support and actually doing something about it, and that's the point that I think Justin's making here. Justin, you've talked to plenty of people that say, oh, yeah, government's too big. I mean, Harry Brown, when he was running back in 1996 and 2000, would ask every single person he came in contact with, do you think government is too big, too small, or just the right size? And 99% of the people answered and said government is way too big. But none of those people are doing anything about it. None of them.
Because
and then, like Johnson,
they feel they're taught and they're raised to have this feeling that they can't do anything about it. So that's what they believe when they grow up.
Mm-hmm.
That, what can I do? That's what people say. They walk around and say, what can I do?
I think it has a little bit more to do with, like I was saying before, that there is no organized new world order. It's a bunch of idiots who all are after their special interest programs. And they all support government. They all want smaller government, but with one exception. That exception is, I want government to be shrinking and be smaller, except for education.
This isn't something new. The Masons have wanted to do this for literally 1,000 years. This is their chance now, and they see that, and they're taking grasp for it. The Masons, I mean, you think they're stupid.
I don't think that there's an organization. I don't think that there's Masons. I'm sure there's Masons. I don't think that the Masons are behind anything.
They run every government in the world.
He can't hear you when you talk over him anyway, so your point is falling on deaf ears. Justin, good call, man. Call us back sometime.
I will appreciate it.
800-259-9231. You know what? He's saying that now's their chance. Well, wait a minute. Now it's even more difficult for them because we have the internet. We have these new methods of communication and distributing information that never existed before. I think their job...
But tyranny is at an all-time high in this country.
That's true.
And this is the biggest country on earth.
This is Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. You take control of the show. It is Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com, where you will find live streaming. We've got the broadband version of the show and the dial-up version as well. They're on the house. You pay nothing. Just go to freetalklive.com and take advantage of us. Now, we had Justin on the line moments ago, and there was a lot of argumentation going on. And unfortunately, when you're yelling over someone else's point, they're not listening to your point. So, Johnson, I want you to recap what
there was
you were saying.
Not a lot of arguing going on, but a lot of argumentation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I want you to recap what you were saying, Johnson.
Okay.
Because he wasn't listening because he was speaking at the same time you were.
Okay. I wasn't saying that there is no Freemasons. I absolutely believe that there are. I absolutely believe in the Masons.
I believe in the Fraternal Order of Eagles too.
Yeah, sure.
And the BPOE.
I believe in all these groups. I believe they exist, and I believe that they're mostly ineffectual.
Okay.
You know, I believe that they might have power and sway over certain small groups, and, you know, maybe if they really try, they can get something done. But for the most part, our country is driven by a bunch of idiots who have special interests. We got people like Rosie O'Donnell who fire up a million moms to Million Mom March, and they get a couple things passed because of, you know, a bunch of politicians finally listen to them, and so they get a couple gun bills passed. Or you get a bunch of idiots who, you know, are
ignorant people that don't understand the Constitution and don't understand liberty, and they don't have any.
It's
sort
just
of
it's special interest groups. It's right. A bunch of people who are all about small government. They want government off their backs. Except for,
right,
they want state-sponsored Christianity. They want state-sponsored gun control. They want, you know, each little person has their own little exception.
And the politicians.
And when enough of those people get together who have a like exception, that's what gets done.
And the reason that gets done is because the politicians feel like there's all this pressure being put on them by this large group of people, when in fact it's just the American Family Association and a whole bunch of their members sending emails or
for an example.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
And there's rarely an opposition group. When it comes to gun rights, there's definitely an opposition group. But when it comes to teachers or education, the teachers union, who would oppose education, right? So
right.
You've got these lobbying groups, for the most part, that go completely unopposed, because if their law passes, then it gets the cost to enforce it gets distributed among everyone, and your chunk, man, which might only be 39 cents a year in order to control guns a little bit, or your chunk might be 39 cents a year to ensure that teachers get more salary.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not going to go to Washington and stand up on the, you know, the Capitol steps and protest over 39 cents a year, and they know that. And so, therefore, they go virtually unopposed with most issues, and the politicians feel all this pressure, and they feel like they have to help out their interests, they do it.
The other thing is about these politicians who have their one exception is that the politicians who get in, who get voted in by these special interest groups, who, you know, are the only ones who vote, they vote for their politician, so it's a special interest group versus special interest group, whichever special interest group happens to be the biggest, even though it doesn't represent a majority by any means, votes their politician, and then their politician who gets in, who says, "I'm all for small government except for this one exception," does that politician do all the things that he's promised as far as small government goes?
No, he spends all his time on the exception.
He's passionate about his exception.
Right, and to get his exception passed, he has to give exceptions to all the other politicians that are there that have their own exceptions and their favorite programs
as well.
Right,
because he's got to bargain out.
Right.
So he's got to sacrifice a little bit of his principles in order to get his one little pet project through. So what do you got to get big government? It's not an order. It's not a whole group of people who are super intelligent, driving everyone around like chess pieces. No, it's a bunch of idiots. It's stupidity that is driving our country and not intelligence and not education.
You certainly made your point as to what you believe. Now, there's people that clearly believe otherwise. They believe the Skull and Bone Society is...
Show me the society!
Wait!
Always a secret!
There is a Skull and Bone Society.
Well, if it was a secret, I mean, if it was an out-in-the-open society, it wouldn't work.
If they were truly as powerful as everyone claims they are...
That's not the point I want to make at all. I don't believe there's secret societies either, and I'm not going to do a very good job arguing that there is. Well, I believe that there's secret societies. I don't believe
that they're very effective. You're not getting anything done. Sorry.
Right. I'm sorry. You know, I don't think that George Bush and Gorbachev are dancing naked around some fire at the Bohemian Grove. Sorry. I just don't believe it. Anyway, the point that I'm trying to make is that these people are, to a large extent, our brethren in the smaller government fight. They believe that the government is thoroughly corrupt. That the people that believe the conspiracies that Satan.
Unfortunately, they spend all their time doing research on the conspiracies instead of actually going out and doing political activism, instead of actually going out and doing something important.
It's because, to some extent, it's a disempowering belief. As we just overviewed, what I'm saying is how do we, the small government sorts, because we're small government just for the sake of
Small government.
Right.
Yeah, those people are small government of for the sake that government is evil.
There's evil behind every corner.
Satan's pulling the strings or something.
And they're secret. Every evil person is secret somehow.
Power over others.
The
power over others that government has is frequently used for evil purposes. I mean, there's no doubt.
I mean, we agree on almost everything.
Right.
Almost everything with these people.
Except for the motivations.
Except for the motivations. And who cares what the motivations are? Really.
They do.
It's something we need to get over. Yes, they do. They absolutely do. How do we get over that?
I don't know. They can't seem to get past it. We get them calling this show all the time, and we point out that you need to just stop researching. Yes. There's a time and a place.
But I have hundreds of articles.
Yes. Look at all my documentation.
I've got videos.
Right. Flashlights, roaches.
We're coming back with more. It's your show, 800-259-9231. Take control.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized products from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy fields should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog, toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269. And experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water. Or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free, you take control, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, so plenty of time for your calls. Let's go to the phones and to the fun to Jason the Communist. Jason, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, do you guys think that Winston Churchill would be a conspiratist type of person?
I don't know. Why?
Well, because he actually talked of a high cabal that made him what he was. And so, I mean, when you try to basically categorically deny that, you know, that basically people are so stupid that there couldn't be any sort of, you know, behind-the-scenes maneuvers that, you know, with people really controlling things, you know.
So Winston Churchill was a member of one of all these little organizations.
Well, I don't know about any organizations, but I definitely think that, you know, the super rich, you know, if you want to stay on top, you got to play dirty. And I think that one of the ways that you play dirty is by conspiring.
Well, there's no doubt that there's certainly nepotism and favoritism and things like that within the ranks of the government. And that could have been what he was referring to, that, you know, some of his buddies in government put him in the position where he was in. I mean, it doesn't mean that there's a global conspiracy, though.
Well, I also would take umbrage with that, too. I mean, if you take a look at, say, the CIA or, you know, what we can't know about it, I mean, the little things that we do know about it are definitely, you know, show that, you know, that what they do is basically commit crimes overseas and conspire.
Yes, they definitely.
Overseas, and they, you know, kill people, assassinate.
I think there's no doubt that there are individuals that conspire with one another, but to suggest that there's some worldwide conspiracy to control everybody and kill everybody is just, I mean, there's nothing.
Well, I definitely think there is a crypto police state in this country, and I think that's why a crypto police state. We have a bunch of secret police basically running things. I mean, I just talked to you guys recently, you know, about Echelon. And why is it that the NSA is running every, you know, phone call that anybody makes
through a bank of
computers?
That's not happening.
Yes, that is happening.
It is not happening. I could get on the phone tonight on my my office line and say, bomb, bomb, bomb the president, and nobody is going to come investigate me.
No, I never said anybody's going to come investigate you. All I'm saying is that they do run everybody's phone calls through a bank of computers.
I think you'd agree with me in that if I were to go out and say that, you know what, I think our politicians are a part of super secret organizations like Exxon and Pfizer and Microsoft, super secret organizations controlling the world. No one knows about them. No, I think it's companies, and it's out in the open. It's not a secret. If it's a secret, they don't have the capacity to get anything done.
And
these institutions like Skull and Bones, they've had so many powerful people come through them, presidents.
Well, for one, they happen to be at Harvard. Organization happens to be at Harvard, which is one of eight Ivy League schools. I mean, that's not difficult. People want to send their kids to the best school that they possibly can send them to. Where would you send your kid if you could, you know?
Thanks for the call, Jason. We got a scram. We appreciate it, as always. 800-259-9231. Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, there's no doubt that people who are elite, supposedly, have, you know, connections, and that they can get their sons and their daughters placed in companies like Exxon and Microsoft and things like that. I mean, there's just no doubt.
I mean, it's the same thing you'd do with your kids.
Right.
Except they can.
Yeah, exactly.
Money.
So there you go.
Money makes the world go round.
1-800-259-9231. More coming up. Hour number two is on the way, and you can take control of the show. This is your show, and that's why we call it Free Talk Live.